Hello and welcome to On The Ball, the podcast where we deep dive into the world of football tactics, both past and present, and bring you the latest tips and tricks to help you dominate your fantasy league. Today we will be focusing on Brighton and Hove Albion's remarkable 2022-23 Premier League season under the stewardship of manager Roberto Di Zerbi. We will investigate Di Zerbi's tactical approach and explore how his innovative strategies have propelled the Seagulls into new heights. Roberto Di Zerbi's coaching journey began in Italy, where he experienced managing lower league clubs before taking charge at Serie A club Sassuolo. After a successful spell with the Italian club, Di Zerbi made a move to Ukraine, leading Shakhtar Donetsk to domestic success. His impressive achievements caught the eye of Brighton, who appointed him as their manager in the early 2022-23 season. Di Zerbi's coaching philosophy is heavily influenced by the likes of Pep Guardiola and Marcelo Bielsa, with an emphasis on possession-based football, high-pressing and fluid attacking play. His time at Sassuolo and Shakhtar showcased his technical ability, and expectations were high as he made the transition to the Premier League. Under Di Zerbi, Brighton have predominantly employed a 4-2-3-1 formation, with variations like the 4-3-3 also utilised. In these formations, the roles of key players such as Alexis McAllister, Pascal Gross and Adam Webster have been instrumental to the team's success. Alexis McAllister has excelled in the central midfield role, showcasing his ability to dictate the tempo and control the game. Pascal Gross has also impressed, providing the box-to-box energy and contributing to both the offensive and defensive phases of play. Adam Webster remains resolute at the heart of defence, organising the backline and initiating build-up play with his exceptional passing range. The Seagulls' pressing and counter-pressing strategy is a crucial part of their game, with players working tirelessly to disrupt the opponents and regain possession. They employ high press seeking to force errors from the opposition and transition quickly into attack, with the front four playing a significant role in the pressing system, closing down the passing lanes and applying pressure to the opposition's back line. Di Zerbi's innovative goal kick strategies and build-up play have also caught the attention of many football enthusiasts. By utilising unique positioning and movement patterns, Brighton look to create numerical advantages and exploit spaces in the opposition's defensive structure. This in turn allows them to play through the press and launch dangerous counter-attacks. The wide players in Di Zerbi's system, usually the wingers and fullbacks, are vital to Brighton's offensive tactics. They provide width and stretch the opposition's defence, creating space for the attacking midfielders and forwards to exploit. The fullbacks in particular play a crucial role in the build-up, often overlapping and combining with the wingers to deliver dangerous crosses and cutbacks into the box. The attacking midfielder, or the number 10, is another essential component of Di Zerbi's tactics. This player is responsible for finding pockets of space between the opposition's midfield and defence, linking play and creating opportunities for forwards. Their vision, technical ability and decision-making are critical to the success of Brighton's attacking play. Di Zerbi's Brighton side are built on foundations of tactical flexibility, aggressive pressing and intricate attacking patterns. The players have adapted well to his philosophy and their performances on the pitch are a testament to the effectiveness of his tactics. Brighton's defensive structure under Di Zerbi is characterised by a well-organised, disciplined approach. The team presses effectively, transitions quickly from offence to defence to maintain balance. The centre-back partnership of Dunk and Webster is crucial for Brighton's defensive solidity. Both players possess excellent positional awareness, aerial prowess and tackling ability, which allows them to snuff out opposition attacks and initiate quick counter-attacks. The strong leadership, communication and understanding on the pitch are vital in organising the rest of the defensive unit. In Di Zerbi's system, the fullbacks are required to contribute both offensively and defensively. They are expected to press high up the pitch when out of possession and to track back quickly to support the centre-backs when the opposition attacks. This balance between attack and defence is key to Brighton's overall organisation. The two central midfielders, often playing in a double pivot, provide a crucial shield in front of the back line. The defensive duties include breaking up opposition play, intercepting passes and engaging in physical duels to win back possession. They also play a vital role in the team's pressing and counter-pressing strategy, covering ground and applying pressure on the opposition's midfielders. When it comes to set-piece defending, Brighton employs strategies to limit the opposition's chances, with an emphasis on organisation and marking responsibilities. The team often utilises a combination of zonal and man-to-man marking, with players assigned to specific roles in order to ensure that there is optimal coverage in the dangerous areas of the pitch. The height and the aerial ability of Duncan Webster is particularly crucial in defending the set pieces, as they are tasked with winning the crucial headers and clearing dangerous balls that are delivered into the box. De Zerbi's defensive organisation at Brighton is built on a foundation of discipline, teamwork and tactical intelligence. The players have adapted well to his defensive principles, resulting in a solid and resilient defence unit capable of competing with the very best in the Premier League. Throughout the 2022-23 season, Brighton has showcased its tactical prowess in key matches, including impressive victories over top teams like Manchester United, Chelsea and Liverpool. While we should mention that De Zerbi was not manager for the win against Manchester United, we can analyse his ability to make crucial tactical adjustments, enabling his team to secure vital points in the other matches. The best example of this comes in the 3-0 home win against Liverpool, where De Zerbi opted for a more cautious approach, focusing on maintaining a compact defensive shape and hitting Liverpool on the counter-attack. Brighton's disciplined defence managed to frustrate Liverpool's usually potent attacking line, while quick and incisive counter-attacks exposed spaces in behind Liverpool's defensive high line. De Zerbi's tactical adjustments in this game allowed Brighton to nullify Liverpool's attacking threat and secure a memorable victory. De Zerbi's adaptability and astute tactical mind have been evident in the way that he alters his approach to different opponents and in in-game situations, showcasing his flexibility and football intelligence. For example, in matches against lower-ranked teams that tend to sit back and defend, De Zerbi has demonstrated his ability to switch to a more possession-based approach, with Brighton controlling the game and patiently breaking down stubborn defences. This adaptability has helped Brighton to secure important points against a variety of opponents, regardless of their style of play. Furthermore, De Zerbi has shown a keen understanding of in-game dynamics, making timely substitutions and tactical tweaks to influence the outcome of matches. Whether it's bringing on attacking reinforcements to chase the game or shoring up the defence to protect the lead, De Zerbi's ability to read the game and make the right decisions have been pivotal to Brighton's success this season. Despite the undeniable success, Brighton have faced challenges this season, including injuries and periods of inconsistency. There remain areas of improvement for Brighton, with the team aiming to become even more competitive in the Premier League. Brighton have had to deal with injuries to key players throughout the season, which has tested the depth of their squad. De Zerbi has had to rely on fringe players and youngsters to step up and fill the void, which can sometimes lead to a drop in performance levels. Therefore, managing injuries and maintaining consistency in the team selection will be crucial for Brighton's sustained success. While Brighton have been impressive in several matches this season, there has been periods of inconsistency where the team has struggled to maintain their high levels of performance. Addressing these fluctuations and finding a way to maintain their intensity over the course of the season will be essential for the team's continued growth. Brighton may look to strengthen their squad in key areas to maintain the upward trajectory. This could involve bringing in reinforcements in attack, midfield and defence to provide competition for places and to ensure that the team has the depth required to continue to be successful in the Premier League. De Zerbi is known for his ability to nurture and develop young talent. Brighton can capitalise on this by continuing to invest into their academy and to ensure that a steady pipeline of talented youngsters are ready to become integrated into the first team. This would allow for the squad to remain fresh and competitive. With De Zerbi at the helm, Brighton will likely aspire of qualifying for European competition this season. Achieving this goal would not only bring prestige and financial rewards to the club, but would also help to attract a higher calibre of players in future transfer windows. However, Brighton's primary aim will be to establish themselves as a consistent top-half team in the Premier League. Building a strong foundation and maintaining long-term stability under De Zerbi's guidance will be crucial for the club's future success. While Brighton have faced some challenges this season, the future looks bright under Roberto De Zerbi. By addressing areas for improvement, investing in the right players and maintaining tactical flexibility, the Seagulls have the potential to soar even higher in the coming years. In today's episode, we took a deep dive into Brighton and Hove Albion's remarkable 2022-23 Premier League season, under the guidance of manager Roberto De Zerbi. We traced his coaching journey, explored his tactical philosophy, and dissected the formation and strategies that he employs at Brighton. We also highlighted the key players and their roles within the system, as well as the team's pressing and counter-pressing strategies. We analysed Brighton's defensive organisation, their approach to set-piece defending, and how they transitioned from offence to defence. We shed a light on key matches, tactical adjustments, and the challenges faced by the team this season, while also discussing potential areas of improvement and prospects for the Seagulls under De Zerbi's management. We'd like to express our gratitude to all of our listeners for your support and your shared enthusiasm in football tactics. Please share your thoughts, opinions, and feedback on our social media platforms as we value your input and engagement. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on your preferred podcasting network. Next episode, we will investigate the influence of Brazil and the 1970 World Cup triumphs. Until then, look after yourselves, and we'll see you next time on another episode of On the Ball.